So khair, we don't know these things. We don't know the mustahabbat, we don't know the makruhat. And the sad thing is, not knowing is one aspect, but not making an effort to learn, that is the sad thing. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we could have had an excuse that there was nobody to teach us. But in today's time, there is so much of literature in our own language. Then there are so many classes that are taking place. Different adult classes are taking place. Different masajid are having programs, etc. where we can go and learn these things. But we are too occupied. We are too busy. These sawabs that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised, we got no yaqeen on it. We got no yaqeen on it. This is why we don't make an effort to acquire it. If somebody has to tell us that I got a formula how you can earn 1 million rand, although that person may be a kafir, he doesn't make istinja properly, nothing. But we got yaqeen on him. He can teach us how to make 1 million rand. All we need to do is every night for the next 6 weeks we need to attend some classes for 1 hour and we have to pay a certain fee, and after that we learn how to become millionaires. We learn how to take our business to new heights. And that is an assumption. It may happen or may not happen. You may learn, the formula may work, may fail. But if somebody has to give us that lollipop, then we are running. Our mouth is watering. But if somebody tell us, bhai, I will teach you the makruhat of wuzu, the mustahabbat of wuzu, the faraiz of wuzu, the sunnat of wuzu, the proper way how to make the wuzu, and this is half of iman, that we haven't got time for. We are very busy, we are very tired. So this is a kamzori in our yaqeen. Wallah, we must build our yaqeen. We must have yaqeen on these words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he said in this hadith sharif, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. That paaki, to be in a state of wuzu, to be in a state of nazafat, this is half of iman. The second thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Walhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. When a person says Alhamdulillah from the recesses of his heart with sincerity, with ikhlas, if this Alhamdulillah had to be given a body, then this Alhamdulillah will actually fill the scale on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, when our deeds are going to be weighed. And my Shaykh Rahman Spadil Sahib mentioned a very beautiful thing, that on the day of Qiyamah, our deeds won't be counted. The deeds won't be counted, but the deeds will be weighed. Because the more the ikhlas, the sincerity, the more the conviction and the yaqeen, the weightier that deed becomes. Two of us may read, or two people may read 2 rakats namaz. 100 people may read 2 rakats namaz. If we count it, each person only read 2 rakats namaz. But every person's 2 rakat namaz has a different weight. The more khushu, the more concentration, the more adherence to the sunnah, presence of mind, how that person is making the sajda, with what fikr that person is reading the namaz, all this adds weight to the deed. This is why this deed will be weighed and not counted. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this Alhamdulillah, it is such something that we take so lightly. Sometime after the salah, like it is our habit that after Fajr we will sit down and make some tasbihat. After Asr we will sit down and make some tasbihat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that before we go to sleep, try and read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Now we take all these things now, they are very, very light things. We got the time for our TV screen, we got the time for the newspaper, we got the time to send 50 SMSs and mix it and email and everything. But that 1 minute or half a minute to read that 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, that we are too busy to do. We are so busy, we can't find the time to do that. Whereas Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that this one Alhamdulillah, one Alhamdulillah, would actually, if it is read with the proper sincerity and conviction, it will fill the pan of the mizan on the day of Qiyamah. One Alhamdulillah. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'an aw tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal ard." That if a person reads Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, he's saying Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, all praise be to Allah. When a person says this, if it has to be given a body, then this can fill the space between the seven heavens and the earth. This is how huge an amal it is. And some of us, after the namaz, we can sit down and just read 10 times. If we don't want to read 100, read 10, 10, 10. But we are just in a hurry. Just in a hurry. We come, you know, I don't know who it was. One of my ustads. I can't remember which one. Allah pa gim jazai khair. But he gave this example. He said that when we come in the masjid, then we adopt the concept of the labor law. If you're working in a firm, so when they start retrenching, so the person who was employed last, he will be retrenched first. This is the system that they use. So they say in the masjid we have employed that labor law. Last in, first out. A person comes last to the masjid and is first to run out of the masjid. So they say don't adopt this labor law concept when it comes to the masjid. Masjid, we must be first in, last out. Definitely we got our commitments. But each one of us, we can find some time to spend in the masjid, spend some time in some work of deen, in some class of deen, get involved in some zikr, in some tilawat, in something, have some connection with our deen. Today we speak to our children, forget the children, the adults, we got no contact with our deen. We see the masjid, if we're lucky, once a week. Once a week we see the masjid. Is this justice to our iman? Is this justice to our Islam? Once a week we see the door of the masjid. And it is becoming such a trend, that many are not even seeing the masjid once a week. Allahumma ihfazna min. And then we become so highly educated, in inverted commas, that one brother was saying, he said that no, I read in the hadith that if you miss three Jummas consecutively, then you lose your iman. You come out of the fold of Islam. So what I do, I make sure that I don't miss three in a row. So I miss two, then I read the third one. I miss two and I read the third one. Is this any aqal mandi? Is this any type of intelligence? We mustn't play monkey business with our deen. The Jews, they made monkey business with their deen. Allah turned them into monkeys. So we mustn't play monkey business with our deen. Our deen is a serious thing. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in this hadith that was subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'an aw tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal ard. So great is this action, the zikr of Allah, simple thing, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, that it will fill the whole space between the skies and the earth. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions was-salatu nurun. That this namaz, this amal of reading salah, this is a celestial light. This is a noor. Everybody talks about noor. This namaz is the thing that will create the noor. And this namaz creates such a noor that number one, in this dunya, it lights up the person's heart. And what is the effect when a person's heart is filled with the nur of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Then automatically that heart is inclined towards good deeds. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran Sharif? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That this namaz will take a person away from gunas.